Tekhin. So we learned. So we're holding you at the end of Tekhin. Gazu Chazal Shle Yasi Berfuos. The Shabbos Shle Yovid the Shchikas Saman. Someone asked you, why are there halachas about refua on Shabbos? The answer is Tekhin. But if that's the question, if that's the case, so then the Ktesa Shulch, right? What's the Tekhin? Tekhin is that in order to make medicine, you take a mortar and pestle, and you crush the herbs. Sounds like Chinese medicine, and you make the medicine, right? So what are we worried about? Someone's gonna be in a panic because he's not feeling well, and he will make the medicine on Shabbos. Says the Ktesa Shulchan and some others that nowadays, that we, me, you, we don't have to do that. We don't know what we're doing. And matter of fact, it's even more than that. You go to a pharmacy, they don't do it either. It's being done somewhere in some factory. Some factory. So, what's the chashash? And that's why these guys can want to be more makel on medicine. Ooh. However, the Ktesa Shulchan, not the Ktesa of Cheshmish, but and it could be Nechaz Olaza or others, but if you take a close look at Rav Moshe and his Tshuva and Rav Shlomo Zalman, they did not hold like that. They never use it. Why? Because they held that the chashash of Rafu is not just Teichin. Rav Moshe adds in Bishul Hoitzor, Rav Moshe says, right? The guy will be in a panic, he'll go to the pharmacy to get the medicine, he'll carry it home and it'll be Hoitzor. Sometimes you have to cook the medicine. There's other malachas that are involved. His point is that there are other malachas involved besides Teichin. So even though Chazal placed it by Teichin, but there are other chashashas. So therefore, some basically will use this as a tziruf when we're not sure is it mutter or not mutter, so we'll use this as a backup. But as a straightforward heter, we're not going to do. Yeah.
So Rebbe would say taking like Advil and Shabbos, Rebbe would lead.
So then is we have to do the parak by medicine by itself. Which again, I'll give you, that's a good example. A guy comes to you and says, I have a bad headache. Now, there's three levels, or two levels, let's put it into two levels. There's a minor headache, and that's where you're not allowed to take medicine. But then there's a headache where you're dysfunctional. I can't learn, I can't daven, I can't eat well, even though I can push myself, but I can't actually do it. I really belong in bed. So for that person, it's mutter to take on Shabbos. So you come to the Rav, and the Rav says to the person,
why would it be mutter to take on Shabbos?
Because they don't want to, what?
Yeah.
Any medicine. So you come to the Rav, and the Rav says to him, oh, how bad is he headache? He's like, not sure, this. So that's where, sometimes in my mind, I'm going to use this head to say to myself, look, even if I'm wrong, right, I have that to back myself up, and therefore, I can allow him to think.
What's the problem behind the pills? I don't understand.
The Zegzera to take any type of medicine that cures.
Oh, okay.
So whether it's in a pill form, capsule,
apply? I think I maybe did it apply in sleeping medicine where it's not out for
no,
fuel?
That's not a fuel. Sleeping medicine is not a fuel. Vitamins is a question.
Why?
Because
melatonin is like a vitamin. Not
because it's mechazik as tivoy. It depends why you're taking the vitamin.
Like
if you're doing it because you have you're missing something and therefore the doctor prescribed it to fill. So that means there's a weakness in your body, you're fixing it up. But if you're doing it because you're a healthy person, you just want to be stronger, so that's not going to be the fool.
Could you only take it if you take it like daily? Like
yeah.
Some people that take it.
So Ramesha held there's no such head. There are places that hold that head. Ramesha did not hold the head of daily. But sometimes we do use it in other cheshbonets, antibiotics and things like that.
What about someone who takes something like Ritalin or Concerta, those types of medications?
That's another shayla. That's also refuah, but that's another shayla. In general, we're more makel on that because, again, it helps the person function.
So are we saying a vitamin
vitamins. No, I'm saying we're good. So Zalman had a chiddush that vitamins, like vitamin C. What's vitamin C? It's just be'etzim. You could eat a lot of oranges and get vitamin C. So instead of eating 5 oranges, you take one just one little pill. So it's be'etzim.
They gave it on Shabbos, I think, in Bluefield. That's passing out. What was they giving out? They're giving vitamin C, I think, right?
Yeah, almost.
On Shabbos.
What?
On Shabbos.
I'm almost positive they're going on Shabbos every single day in Bloomfield when COVID goes around. On Shabbos. Are you sure? I almost feel.
You're right. Iron, you can eat liver, right?
No,
liver.
No, the second one.
So any medicine that's just like a daily upkeep.
Yeah, again, you have to know which. He was talking about vitamins.
Right, any vitamin that's like a daily upkeep, I would say it's loud.
Did that call? Sometimes I'll tell you, ask the doctor, could you take one before Shabbos and one after Shabbos? We'll make a difference. It's not going to make a difference, so then do that. Okay. The next malach is merakid. The next malach is merakid. What time?
Yes, 51.
So the next malach is merakid. We, Bayrer, Zaira, and merakid are three malachas that are very similar to each other. Bayrer is selecting, sorting, choosing. Zaira is winnowing, where I throw the tzvu up to the wind, and the wind separates the good from the bad. Merakid is sifting. When I take a sifter, I take the flour, which has some little, right? We're holding that after I did teichin. So I ground the kernels into wheat, but there's still little pieces that didn't get ground well. They didn't have grinders like us. So it still didn't get ground well. So they wanted to remove that, so they would sift it. Merakid is from the Lashon of Rikud. What's Rikud? Dancing. What do you do when you dance?
You make a dance.
Jump. Real dancing is lifting your feet off the ground. Merakid mitansach. The fly was dancing. It's a dance. So merakid is the melacha after I ground the tefuah. I put the flour that was ground into a sifter, and I sift out the subin. Now, nowadays, it's healthy to leave it in, right? Because that's what's whole wheat. Whole wheat is with all the garbage. That's whole wheat. What was, and back in the days, not chashe became chashe. So that's the world we're living in. So here, amalacha achshe nitchana hatvu neisna kemacha nitchan dasech napa, and to a napa is a sifter. Lahitzmen asubin is the bran. Lahafrish being kemach dak, the kemach gas, or to separate between the small particles to the big particles. V'zeh nikra merakid al shem shakemach ha-tochun nira ke'ilu merakid v'sechanapes, dancing in the sifter. Now when I sift, what happens? Normally the flour falls through the hole because that's smaller. So what's left in my hands? Psilus. So there's a question, if I take a salt shaker, sometimes you see in the salt shakers, I haven't seen this in a long time, right? But a mold, the moisture in the air causes the salt to clump. It causes the salt to clump together. So rice absorbs the liquid. And that's why if your phone falls in the toilet, you put in rice, because it draws out the liquid. So therefore, I don't know what's on chickpeas. It was probably a mistake, but maybe not. But they put the rice there because it absorbs the liquid. So now when I go ahead, I have my salt shaker. The cover of the salt shaker is a perfect sifter. I'm shaking. The good is coming out. The salt's coming out. And the rice, which I don't want, is staying in. It's bidiyuk. Okay, so merakid. So therefore, if Moshe held, that's a problem. It's a problem.
But
Rav Zalman had a heter. Since you're doing it straight into your food and you're going to be eating the food, it's even better than the miyad, right? Miyad was when I'm doing it in preparation time or I'm doing it on the plate. But here where it's going straight into the food, that's mamsh achila.
By chala, it's down though. Because you're putting it on the side and then you're
doing
it.
I hear, good point. Right, I hear. Let's use the mess
shaker. You have to go shake it over.
Maybe. But it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush which is, like I said, Ramesh didn't agree with. So it's hard to understand. You have to think about it for a while. But so he had a head in case you're in a place where they're doing it, so you rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Otherwise, try not to get involved into this. Kemach matzah tchuna. What's that? That's matzah meal. Matzah meal. Kemach matzah is the flour of matzah tchuna was ground. Yesh the dam is like kodesh kemach. Kodesh kemach matzah tchuna. Shigam shom derech liten kemach matzah tchuna notech napalav. I don't know how much it is nowadays in our houses, but they used to use matzah meal, and that you wanted it, and the big pieces stuck in it. So you sift out the big pieces from the small pieces. Nowadays you buy a package of matzah meal, and that's it. You just use it. So he continues over here. You see the third line. V'chein lomay mizeh din shal hakadosh sukkah dark. Avka sukkah. Confectionery sugar, right? You have your donuts or your cookies. You want confectionery sugar on it. So you put the confectionery into one of those small little sifters, and you shake it out over the donuts. V'chein shigam shom kishreitz mefazer eitzim ma'echol ma'isah fiyah. Derech lina b'derech napa. Derech is put into a napa. Merakdim hasukkah l'mala gabi eichel. You shake the sukkah. There's a confectionery sugar over the food. Hasukkah dak as neifel mat. V'regom shmein nisharom l'mala b'derech napa. So now like this. If I have good confectionery sugar, but there are no clumps and no big pieces in it, there's no problem. There's no eichel sedas over here. Even though I'm using a kli. So what? There's no eichel pesedes. I'm not doing any merakit.
Just want to make it even.
Exactly.
Yeah, but how you? What about like a kli miyochid merakit? Why is it not a problem?
But
you have to buy everything else.
But that's a kli miyochid is only if you're going to be doing the malacha, meaning you're doing a teichin, you're doing a bayra, right?
What do you mean? We said you can't use a grater on Shabbos. You're going to do it for cheese.
I'm doing over there a teichin, meaning even though it's not the teichin that the Torah asked, because the Torah only asked the teichin of Gidulei Karka, but the mice I am crumbling it down to small pieces with a kli. I'm doing the eichel from the pseilas. So even though I'm doing eichel from pseilas, which the Torah is matir, but if I'm doing it with a kli, then I'm not allowed to do.
Is it called pseilas when it's still the same thing? Meaning by, let's say the salt, it's salt and rice. You don't want the rice. But here it's the same sugar, it's just a bigger clump.
So, yeah, because you don't want the big clumps. In a case where you don't want the big clumps. Yeah. Where the purpose that he's talking about over here, where the purpose of the...
To get rid of it.
Is so that the big clumps shouldn't fall on your food. Fine, so that's that halacha. Any other examples of this? You know, in Bayer, he didn't cover all the shvat, did we? He said no. We can't press it far. Okay, the next malach is lush. Lush is a little complicated.
Excellent.
A little complicated. I have a, once again,
Mahalach
that's different than most Sfarim, within Sfarim. Which makes things a little easier.
Yes.
But the rules are the same rules, just is that what's called a blila ava and blila racha. Blila ava is a thick batter. Blila racha is a thin batter. What's an example of blila ava? The standard example, follow through the malacha, is if the merakit, so I have flour, what do? I mix
water.
It with water.
Dough.
And dough, right? So, I learned to see that anything, the blila of it is only if it's thick, like dough,
yeah,
where I can take it and throw it across the room and it's not going to fall apart. Other people learn oatmeal and all these different things are blila of it.
Yes!
So you're saying you can make oatmeal
with
chalice?
No, that's right. Even blila racha you can't make.
But
there are haterim by blila racha, then not by blila racha.
So what is allowed you, according to Rabbi?
We'll see. I'm just defining.
Coming up.
A definition. Okay, definition. Yeah.